The celebrity phone is lighting up, and this worries me when it's my birthday, right? Because everybody's a prankster on your birthday. Maybe I just don't trust people. Well, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Happy birthday from O-Town. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from O-Town. Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, we got to do roll call because there's a few people in the group. Who's on the phone?
We got Trevor right here, Jacob here, and Eric Michael. Today is Dan's anniversary, so he's not able to be here with us today, but, you know.
Now, let's just talk about this. You look at where the priorities are. Come on now, right? He's ditching the band for his anniversary. How does that make you feel, Jacob?
Oh, we're used to it. Are you kidding me? We definitely, we block out our year when it's like, okay, everybody put in your date where you can't do any shows. And, you know, those milestone birthdays or the anniversaries or, you know, those kind of things usually trump any show we have coming.
Well, I know, you know, Jacob just had a milestone birthday, and I guess it was around the whole start of Corona shutdown. So Jacob, I've got to know then, first of all, did you have a big plan for your 40th? Was this something you were thinking about for years?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was trying to make it big with something that all of my friends and family would, you know, love to do. We love going on adventures, so we planned this trip down to Mexico to go scuba diving for a week, and two of my cousins have birthdays on both sides of mine. So all of us were going to mob down there and have a whole week down in Mexico just diving and having fun. But, of course, you know, being in San Diego, even our borders shut down. So there was no party. There was was a lot of texts and well wishes. But I guess I turned 40 next year, so I'm stoked about that.
That's what I'm hearing, right? People are saying this year doesn't even count. So those ages of, you know, 40, 50, 60, yeah, you do sort of start to claw back the years, I guess, is what we say.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, I guess, for missing this year, because I get another year back.
It's like when you change the time, right? You go back an hour, that's what's happening.
And we get younger. Now we're younger.
Absolutely. So, Eric, tell me about your best or maybe even your wildest birthday ever. What happened? What did you do?
Wildest birthday in memory would have to be my 21st birthday. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. my 21st birthday, I was actually in the band. I was born and raised in New York City, so we actually had some work that we were doing in New York at midnight. Once it turned midnight, we were in New York, we partied that night. The next morning, we had an autograph signing in Orlando. So we flew on a plane to Orlando, which is where we all live, and my parents actually live pretty close by also. So went down there, did a huge autograph signing, had all these gifts, all these wonderful, you know, well-wishers and all these fans there. And while I was signing autographs, a friend of mine called me, and he's like, "Hey, man, I'm in Miami. You should come down here." So I looked at Brown, like, "Trev, you want to go down to Miami for tonight?" He's like, "Yeah." So we all got on a jet and went down to Miami. We left that Orlando autograph signing, went down to Miami, partied in Miami all night. So basically, for my 21st birthday, I was in New York, Orlando, and Miami all in one day.
Well, we've all done that. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was awesome. there's a lot of other details that I could go into, but
I don't know.
Do tell. It's the show.
I think, this is what's interesting, is that if other people on the line were there, I like to hear their perspective as to what happened as well. You know, we got to corroborate these stories. Is he missing out anything, you guys?
No. I was there every step of the way with him on that. This is Trevor. He's like, "Yo, we're going to take the jet down to Miami." I'm like, "Yes, we are. Let's go." I wasn't even 21 yet at the time either. I was worried about getting in to wherever we're going. He's like, "We're good. My boys got us." We went to I don't even remember the places that were hot then, but we went to all of them, and we had a blast.
Well, Trevor, let me ask you, as we get older, gifts and presents aren't really that important, right? It's more about the memories that you share with people. But I got to ask, because yeah, I just want to know, what's the best birthday present you ever got, and what was the worst? Something that you were just like, what the hell is this?
You know what? In a weird, kind of weird way, on my 21st birthday, we actually recorded All or Nothing in London. So that is kind of the best birthday present I ever got, because that song is the reason I have a job.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one, too.
And what about, what's the worst? Something that you just thought, does this person even know me?
You know, I've never really gotten anything that's, like, that bad. Most times you get gifts, it's, you know, there's some thought that goes into it. So I've never really gotten a gift where I'm like, that was pretty dumb. Like, what was the point of that? I've never really gotten anything like that. I can't think of anything.
Okay. What about your other two? Any stories?
Man, I'm trying to come up with something, but I don't really know. I think, you know, what's funny is, like, those stories that when you're a kid and you get a pair of socks for Christmas or you get gifts that, like, don't mean anything then, now matter. So it's just a perspective. I think we all got pretty good gifts so far, and the fan gifts are the absolute best because they follow along with our styles and our changes. And I swear, if you're lucky enough to do a show on your birthday, you will be showered with love and gifts and cards, and that is by far, I think, the best. I got to spend a lot of birthdays on. We all got to spend a lot of birthdays on the road, and those are awesome. My 39th birthday, I got to spend doing a show in San Diego, so that was a that was a great one.
But we also know that sometimes fans think they're giving you something cool, but it ends up being really creepy. Now, I'm not asking you to name names as to, you know, the fan's name, but. Come on, you know where I'm going with this.
I think there's been times where fans give us gifts when right away we're like, I think you meant this for Trevor. Or I think you meant to give this to Eric. Because our styles are so different that sometimes, you know, we know when we get a gift, we're like right away, like, Eric's going to really want this. Or Trevor's going to really. 1 year, Trevor got a Michael Jackson shirt for his birthday, I think. And right away I'm like, you know, I'm going to like try and steal that the whole tour. Yeah.
All right, so let's do some quick questions here. Jacob, of everyone in the group, who's most likely to get arrested at their own party, and why?
Oh, man, that probably would have been me or Eric, and now I'd probably say Trevor.
Okay.
I'm going to double down on that.
And what...
I mean, if you know, the best thing you can do is invite Trevor to your party. If you want to have a great time, and it doesn't matter all ages. I mean, even if it's like your nephew's birthday party, he's going to make sure everybody has the best time ever, and the games are on point, and everybody's going to be exhausted and ready to go to sleep afterwards. And if it's an adult party, it just goes all night. And I think he might be the one that's steering that. So I'd say Trevor.
So really what you're saying is if this music thing doesn't pan out, Trevor's going to be a party planner extraordinaire.
Absolutely. I will hire him.
Eric, who's coming in latest from their birthday? And by that, I mean the next day.
Oh, Trevor, yeah. Yeah, I think the party goes way beyond the actual party itself. With Trevor, I think he, there's like these really long, meaningful talks that happen afterwards with someone, I'm sure. That probably lasts all these week long into the morning. But then he'll be up, he'll wake you up at, like, you know, 9 o'clock or 8:30 and be like, all right, we're going to the gym. And you're like, what is the dude? What?
Yeah. So what's the golf left?
Okay, so Trevor, I want you to call out one of your bandmates. Who's most likely to forget their partner's birthday?
Oh, partner's birthday?
Yep. Significant other.
I'll say Jacob. Jacob, short-term memory. Oh, man. That sucks. Is it a great...
Well, I have to know, though. Jacob, are you agreeing or disagreeing? Let's be honest.
I mean, I like to think I remember the important things, and some things do slip through the cracks, but I consider that a pretty important one. I'd like to remain living after that day, so I would hope I set alarms, you know, allowing myself time to prepare.
Yeah, yeah.
I've definitely heard some things, though.
It's a lot easier to remember those things now, but...
I gotta say, Jacob, I'm not even into girls, but she's gorgeous. I would never forget her birthday.
Thank you. Yes, but she makes it hard because she's like, they're very sentimental. So she goes, oh, this is the date we met, and this is the date where we made it official, and this is the date where we got, you know, this happened, and which one do you not remember, kind of thing. I'm like, oh, cool. You give me one or two big dates, and I got it. You give me four or five big dates, and I'm going to be pretty screwed. You're setting me up for failure.
It's a trap, so, is what it is. But see, to me, I would think that Trevor would have that all mastered and know everybody's.
Oh, he would. And Trevor does. He would know your spouse's birthday and your anniversaries as well as his, and, you know, make you look bad. I mean, I think they do it on purpose because it's that guilt after the fact when you miss a date that you're like, dang, that's not even like a real date. But then, well, you got to make it up to me, and you know how to make it up to me. And you're like, this is a trap. It is absolutely a trap. I fall into it every time, but it's okay.
But you know what? That's what keeps the relationship alive.
Keeping it spicy.
Let's shift gears, though. Let's talk about the music scene, because I guess there's been very little of it lately with shutdowns and everything. But this is where social media comes into play, right? It's letting artists, you know, interact with fans outside of concerts. How did you guys have to adapt to this? Because you had shows canceled like everyone else. I guess, Jacob, back to you again. What did you guys have to do?
We had to play a scramble like everybody else. It's been a headache when you think about all the tours and all the shows getting canceled and a question mark as to when they start. You right away start trying to move all the dates to next year, which became a full-time job because every band in the entire world is trying to move their dates to next year. So all the venues and all the promoters are scrambling to try and line dates up and line tours up. And that has been a full-time job for the whole group, the whole team. And in the meantime, we're separated. So we live in four different areas. And Dan's wife is in the medical field, so they've been kind of more quarantined than most. So we haven't really been able to even see each other. But luckily enough, last year when we started touring, we shot a music video for a song called Over that we've been keeping in our back pocket. It's one of our favorite things, songs that we've done, and videos. So we've been actively editing and trying to get that ready to put out to fill the gap so the fans know that we're still working, we're still excited about the record we just put out. And unfortunately, the tours are going to have to wait till next year, but we should have a lot more time now to think and plan to make it special.
And you guys, when you tour, I know you've toured with, Nick Lachey has been on our show many times. He's surprised us on the air. But you guys, with the My2K tour, I know that there were headlines about canceling shows in North Carolina because of the anti-gay bill. And so, Eric, I just need to know how you guys, chose to stand up that way, because I think it's an admirable thing that 98 Degrees, O-Town, Dream all did. How did you feel about making that statement?
Oh, I mean, it wasn't even a second thought. It wasn't even an option for us. You know, we just sort of, galvanized around something that we all thought was the right thing to do, and we did it. We do it again if we have an opportunity to push that same issue. We try to take certain stands of certain things. Certain things we can't necessarily shut down. That one particular, we were able to galvanize and make that choice. And like I said, we do it again if we need to.
It's definitely a really powerful move. And I think that, in today's world where, there's that cancel culture thing. I mean, standing up to that, your fans aren't going to leave you for that, right? They're going to stick by you and probably love you even more, don't you think, Trevor?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a ton of support for that because, the townies, they want to support us and what we do, and they all actually obviously have their own thoughts about, certain issues and the way they feel, and they were, most of them, were right on board with us on that one, so They were happy and glad to be able to be able to do that with us and support us in the thing that we supported. So it was good.
So what's the plan going forward, Jacob? You talk about the dates that were rescheduled and, you're all in sort of four different corners of the world, which, during Corona shutdowns, I mean, it doesn't really, I guess, make a difference for you guys when it comes to, recording or what you might have to do. What's the plan now? Is it just sort of a wait and see? Like you said, you've rescheduled things to next year. You're still recording. Are you writing now? Like what's happening for the next, 5-6 months?
Yeah, so we have just put out an album that we were planning on touring this year. side by side with this being our 20-year anniversary of making the band. So we had a slew of special VIPs planned all throughout the summer. Everything got pushed back. The first one right now starts in L.A. in December, so if all goes well, our first anniversary VIP weekend will be there. And the year will continue as everybody hopes and plans. But of course, there's a question mark. We're the last people that get to go back to work. So in the meantime, you know, look out for the music video over, stay up to the socials, because we're going to be putting out more fun, interactive things with the band, making the band year anniversary related. So we'll be accessible, and we're hoping to see everybody on tour next year.
And so I'm expecting my VIP invite in my email box then, right, Jacob?
You got it, man.
Let me ask you, you know, with making the band, that was sort of the first, one of the first music reality shows, and now, you know, fast forward all these, you know, these couple decades later, I want you to name drop, because you guys have had some great success and fame, you're touring with some big names. Who's the most impressive name in your phone for each of you?
It's a good question. That is a good question. My duties aren't necessarily celebrity driven, even though I do have every single one of like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNCers in my phone. You know, celebrities not necessarily are the thing. I have like pretty often like business contacts, which I never thought that I'd have. So I don't know. Name dropping is tough for me. You guys want to take a crack at it?
I'm trying to think. Even someone that's worthy of a name drop.
You know who I'm going to name drop right now, Trev? Just because I got to show him love. And this is actually through Trevor. And I text him every once in a while, and we always have like a really funny exchange. But Craig Robinson from The Office is honestly like one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
So we met through Trev. And Craig Robinson, obviously from The Office, you know, huge comedian, funny guy. Was a huge fan of the band O-Town. One song in particular, I showed her, which is on the second album.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually decided one day that he was going to come on stage and perform with us live play. So he came on, and he plays piano really well. So he came on, and he played piano. So it was cool, like this like office moment on stage with Craig Robinson. And you know, he's in the phone, and we text every once in a while. So I'll name drop Craig, because I got a lot of love.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody, so I just went to my contacts and just started scrolling. And the first one that is funny, I think this is worth name dropping because it's so random, is Ben Folt.
Oh.
We met in Nashville, we exchanged numbers, and that's when I lived there. And, you know, I don't stay in contact, but I thought that was pretty random.
Jacob, I think you not saying your significant other might be a miss on that answer, but I'll let it pass, okay?
Well, I didn't get to the point. I never got to the C.
Okay. I'm going to have to write all this down. So the VIP invite, and I'm going to get called up on stage. Wow, we got to mark all this down, everybody. I guess, you know, like I said, it's ever-changing when it comes to concerts and dates and things like that, but I guess your website and social media is probably the best way for people to keep up to date, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. O-Town Official on all platforms. At O-Town Official on Instagram, O-Town Official Facebook, O-Town Official Twitter. We are planning on doing some really cool exclusive merchandise for this latter portion of the year that are going to be based around making the band. So we are right now currently in the creative still, but we have narrowed it down, and we're really excited because I think the fans are really going to get a kick out of these things that we're going to be offering them.
Well, that's really cool. We'll be looking forward to that. And I should also name drop. I have Jacob Underwood in my phone, everybody. So take that, okay?
Damn!
I would say mic drop, but it's too expensive. And right now we can't afford to replace it. So you know what, you guys? What a really cool birthday surprise. Thank you so much for celebrating with me. And Trevor, you're invited to plan the next year party, okay?
All right, I'm in.
O-Town joining us on the line. Thanks, guys. All the best to you.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, man.